Hello, welcome back to the Living Logos with Oluchi. So today's session is going to be short and impactful. So today's session is to encourage you to stand firm. To stand firm. I know a lot has been going on and there's no, like, it's as if there's no hope anymore, but it's today's session, it's the aim is to encourage you to stand firm. Yeah, because so I'm going to be reading out a text, a Bible verse, and that Bible verse is from Isaiah chapter 40. I will be starting from verse 29, which says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." 30, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." You may be tired or you may be weak. You might actually have lost your strength. But you just hope on the Lord and He will give you strength. He will give you strength. I know you may be tired or confused. A lot of things might have happened that would have even discouraged you from not trusting the Lord again. You know what happened to Job? A lot of things happened to him that he lost everything that he had, even his children. Job had every reason to turn his back on God. He had every reason to stop trusting God. He had every reason not to defend God. But he still stood. Do you know how he got that strength to even stand and defend God? To even speak good words concerning God? It was in his waiting that he gained that strength from. You know, strength does not come from anyone. Sometimes you may want to you might have listened to motivational talks or any other thing. I bet you the motivational talk or speech might help for a few hours. But imagine you like going to sleep and waking up and still seeing that same problem and still seeing that same issue that has been troubling you. So I want you to know that help comes from no other person, no person on it, but help comes from God. Even the strength is from God. No one can strengthen you. And no one can even comfort you like the way God does. So today's session is to remind you of God's word, that sometimes you may grow tired, you may be weary, you might have lost your strength. You might have lost your strength. And verse 30 says, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." You know, in our walk with God, not even in our lives, a lot of things might have happened that we fall and we stumble. Even in our walk with Christ, sometimes we get choked up with things and we forget God. This Bible verse is making you to understand that these things can happen. These things can happen. Being weary, being weak, losing your strength, you being tired, and you stumbling or falling. But you see, hope comes in. In verse 31, it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Are you hoping in the Lord? Are you have you gone far away from God? You need to come back. You need to open the Lord. You need to continuously open. And you know, let me tell you what, in your continuous open on God, that's where the strength comes from. That's where the strength comes from. And the B part says, "They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This is something, there's a word Apostle Arome Osayi, a preacher in Nigeria, said. He said, "It is in your waiting that you receive strength." And let me tell you what the waiting means. Waiting doesn't mean that you're just sitting in one place. Waiting means that you have handed over, like you've surrendered everything to Holy Spirit to help you. You have given him your all. You are like, you've come to that place that you tell him that you cannot do it again. Like, you've handed everything to him. You cannot do it again. Where you have submitted, like a total submission of everything, you have submitted it to him. You know, some person might be like fighting with some sexual sin, maybe lying, or some or bad habit, or maybe you're like facing some challenges, or any other thing that like, and all those stuff that like that brings pain to your heart. But you have to submit to the Holy Spirit. You have to submit to the government of the Holy Spirit for him to direct you, for him to take the wheel. You have to like surrender. You have to like invite him to take the wheel from you. You have to like tell him that, let him just be the driver, that you don't want to, that you can just stay at the back and lying down. You just want to like stay at the back seat. You want to lie down because you are tired. So this session is short, but I just want you to know that you have to submit. Total submission is where you are not actually doing anything, like you are not forcing it again, but you are doing as the Lord is instructing you to do. So I'll make this prayer with you. Dear Lord, thank you for the person listening to this podcast right now. I ask that you protect them. I ask that you guide their hearts. I ask that you guide their hearts where springs of life comes from. I ask that you visit them. I ask that you be their friend. I ask that you be their guide. I ask that you be their protector. I ask that you guide them in every areas of their life. I ask that you will keep them. I ask that in the name of Jesus, you will embrace them, Lord. You will keep them close to your heart. Daddy, you will give them a warm embrace and you will never let go of them. I ask that to the person that is hurting right now, that you will comfort him or her. I ask that to the person that is weary, to the person that is weak, as that you give strength to them right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you do that which only you can do in their life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. So, thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I would love it if you share to your friend, your friends, and I'll be glad. Thank you. God bless. Just keep living for God. Thank you. Bye.